Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that. And they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome
back
to the Goons
podcast.
Cast. Colonel Sanders.
That was awesome.
I don't know. Welcome back to the Goons podcast. I'm your co-host.
I'm also your co-host.
I'm not contributing to this bit.
Have you guys had a good week?
I'm the host, I guess.
Yeah, I don't I'm still not contributing this. Anyway, I'm going to answer Soup's question. Yeah, my week has been okay.
What have you guys been up to outside of the YouTube realm?
Yeah, honestly, mostly just that. Yeah,
RuneScape and jagging off.
Yeah, sometimes I like go for a walk and then go back to
that
other thing.
Did you do anything cool for your birthday, Blarg?
I edited a YouTube video and then I went to my friend's studio and that was it.
Sweet.
How about you? What'd you do?
You edited a video for your birthday.
I needed to upload.
Was it a present for you or what? You get money from it, so I guess, yeah.
Yeah,
present
exactly.
Was insane. Like,
just had dinner with my family. Nothing too crazy, you know?
Damn, we're getting old.
Yeah.
We had birthdays back then. We're just like,
I was like, fuck, man. I want to go to Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, I want to go to Chuck E. Cheese or something.
Chuck E. Cheese.
I think you guys actually when you were seven.
I was going to say, like, when you guys were little, did you guys ever have any, like, super cool birthday parties? Like, did you guys ever do anything sick for them?
I had a Chuck E. Cheese birthday party.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. My parents never wanted to because they hated everything about Chuck E. Cheese. And I'd go there and I was like, this is sick. And then after the age of like 14, I went back to a Chuck E. Cheese and I was like, this place is
there are not
awful.
Enough bombs in this establishment.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's what they said. And then my dad just whipped his turban on the ground and...
Not or enough sand on pizza. Don't like it.
Flavor, not explosive. Not
dude, I remember being young and like Chuck E. Cheese pizza was like the best. And I try it now and it's just like... I
you try
like
it now. You get like Uber Eats Chuck E. Cheese
well, like,
pizza?
A couple years ago,
I
had like
in there and eats.
I had to go to a birthday for a child and I ate it and it was fucking nasty.
I heard a rumor that they go around and pick up like off the tables the uneaten slices and just like reheat them.
Oh yeah, I heard about that too. Yeah,
really? I would 100% believe that.
Like people would find like bubble gum just smashed into
yeah. There
the
was
cheese.
Like a conspiracy theory where somebody would get a pizza and they would like it would be a whole pizza, but the slices were like they'd
yeah,
either be like one
like,
slice would be like short,
be Frankenstein onto the
or like the pepperoni cut wouldn't match up with the next pepperoni cut. Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yep.
But the
God,
thing
I
is,
like, there's a conspiracy that. For that.
That could totally just be somebody, like, doing that, like, themselves, and then, like, taking a video and be like, oh my God, you're Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, just to frame Chuck
yeah,
E. Cheese.
But who
hates fuck that mouse!
Who hates Chuck E. Cheese enough to, like, make a conspiracy?
Honestly, fucking
about it.
Probably vegans. It was probably PETA.
Yeah, it probably was.
PETA. PETA went to Chuck E. Cheese and ruined a pizza, guys. There you have it.
Would you be surprised if that was a headline, though, Blake?
No,
they
fucking exactly. Blocked me on Twitter because I replied with a hot dog. Nothing surprises
exactly.
me from them anymore.
Yeah. Mm. Fuck PETA.
Yeah, all right.
Fuck
that's,
PETA, motherfucker.
Fuck PETA
that's
Griffin.
A, come at the goons, motherfucker. We fuck you up, PETA. Fuck you.
I hope he gets sued by PETA.
Why?
PETA.
For, like, slander?
I'm just going to call Lois.
You are really trying to make that PETA bit work, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to dip in. Kiss my ass, Canadian.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
So what are we talking about today on this here podcast, Arenos?
Well, I asked you guys
if you
guys
did cool
anything.
Birthday parties.
Yeah, I asked you guys if you did anything cool for your birthdays when you were a kid. Like, do you have any epic birthday parties, or were they like, you know?
Mine were usually Halloween themed. Like, I had like costume parties and
stuff.
Oh,
yeah, dude. I always wanted that, but my parents never let me. I don't know why. They're always like, no, you can't have your birthday on Halloween. I was like, fuck you, Mom. I want my birthday on Halloween. It's 2 days away.
Yeah, maybe all Canadians aren't nice.
Yeah.
Do they apologize though?
Yeah,
no. They say sorry.
That's all that matters. I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
I didn't have much friends growing up, so I don't know if it did
make sense.
Cool, so.
Yeah, not surprising.
Checks out. Honestly,
literally after I graduated high school, like my entire friend group moved out of the state. Pretty good.
Yeah, well,
for
that,
me.
That kind of happens when you
all just got together and we're just like, yeah, we gotta get out of here.
Gotta get the fuck away from this guy.
Let's get away from this guy that wiped his ass on the side of a building, bro.
They all have footage of you doing that. They had to get the hell away from you.
That is cursed. I think my coolest, I had the most Canadian birthday ever. So my dad, before he, like, what he did before this, he had a chain of grocery stores. But before that, he had, like, basically traded, like, hockey photos and jerseys and shit.
Oh
so
God.
he knew a ton of hockey players and stuff. So I think it was, like, my 11th or 12th birthday. He, like, rented the ice for me and all my friends, and fucking Gordie Howe showed up. Which is like, I don't know if you guys know who that is. He is like literally one of the most
famous.
The Tom
Brady of hockey?
Yeah, literally like one of the most famous hockey players that has ever played just showed up.
His name's Gordie.
His name's Gordie Howe. No, he's
Gordie
the
goalie.
He's just skating circles around all the 12-year-olds, just deking through her legs, just all just breaking ankles all over the place. Didn't even, like, slow
Isn't
down.
Isn't fighting first. Okay in hockey? What if you just, like, deck your kids upside the head?
Just like this 65-year-old dude just throws down with an 11-year-old.
Just beats you with a stick. I mean, honestly, that's like really, what do you call it? Submersive?
Immersive?
Immersive, yeah.
Immersive?
Sorry,
oh.
It's really like when you're
it's
in
really
a pool
a submarine,
and you go underwater.
Honestly, yeah.
yeah, no, that was a cool-ass birthday. Enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that is cool. That's I never got any celebrities at my birthday parties besides me, so.
Wow,
yeah,
where's that YouTuber ego?
I feel like the only, like, birthdays I had was just, like, going to, like, a pizza place or something. Like, I never really, like, had, like, a big party or anything. Other than, like,
yeah,
when you're
I'm
a kid,
really
like, you have family
parties.
Come over and give you, like, yeah, me neither.
I don't like parties where I'm the center for, like, focus.
Yeah,
I agree with that 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is weird, because I feel like in our job, we're, like, supposed to be
the center of the, yeah,
something.
When we record, we want to be the center of attention.
Yeah,
so
right.
By doing that, all four of us talk over each other.
That's the only time I want to be center of attention in a video.
Recording, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess it's different because, like, our job pays us. We're like, actually, birthdays pay, I guess. People come over
True.
And we're like,
kinda,
hey,
yeah.
you didn't die last year, so here's $100.
But you get paid
reason.
Regardless at a birthday. You know what I mean? Like, you just being there. So
yeah, I guess you get, like, free cake and hot dog. Did you guys ever have, like, when you were kids, was there always one kid that came to your birthday just always threw up hot dog guts everywhere?
No.
I feel like every year, no matter what we did, some fucking kid that I barely knew that my mom would invite would show up to my birthday, eat, like, 17 hot dogs, and just fucking puke and go home. There
this
was always
a Canadian thing.
There was always, yeah. I don't know, maybe other Canadians in the comment, all four of us that are listening to the podcast, if you guys
Canadians.
Ever had a kid show up. Throw up hot dogs and leave.
Y'all
comment.
Can't hold down y'all's glizzies like us Americans can.
Yeah.
you guys just dip it in water and shove it right down your throat. You
we have hot dog eating contests.
Yeah, that's dude. I watched one of those. They're nasty. They literally
dip
the whole bun and hot dog in water and just shove it down their esophagus. Not even any chewing.
Because it helps the bread go down. That's the worst part about it.
The fact that you have to say helps the bread go down is fucked. Like, you should never be seeing food as something that just goes down.
Just like goes down. Yeah,
that is so fucked.
I don't get how those guys do that because a lot of those professional eaters are small dudes. They're not like omega fat
like
or
Matt
anything.
Stoney, he's like fucking
Matt Stoney. Yeah,
like 150 pounds.
He's 120
really?
Pounds actually.
Oh,
he's, like,
really?
He's like shorter
90 after
than
hot
me.
Dogs.
Damn. Yeah, he must be really short if he's 120.
You think they enjoy like regular meals? You think they eat like hot dogs?
Yeah, dude, I wonder what they eat off,
no way.
Off contest.
They just eat wooden hot dogs just for training. They don't want all the hot dog calories.
You think they train by like tying a string around like a broomstick handle and shoving it in their esophagus?
Or just dating a guy named Jerome?
That train that way.
Do you think Badlands Chugs ever just like drinks a 16-ounce glass of water?
No.
Yeah,
absolutely
fucking-
not.
No. 17 pounds of greens. Absolutely.
I think,
never done
I think
that.
His, His channel's just documenting his meals. I think that's all it is.
Hey, that's smart, though. He can write off all his meals.
His channel's just documenting his fucking decline into diabetes.
Could you imagine if he got audited? Because they're just like, there's no way this dude spent $300 on McDonald's.
Dude, that'd be so easy for him. You just have to send his videos in.
That, like, the IRS knocks on his door, and they're like, yeah, we need some proof of this. And then he just shows a video of him shoving a fucking
Big Mac.
He's, like,
sitting
at
his computer, all standing right behind him, just watching him, like,
I'll just do it for you live.
And then they're like, yeah, yeah, this is all edited and fake. You're going to have to prove it.
Dude, I would actually love to be there in person. Can you imagine all the sounds that would be happening? He needs an ASMR mic.
Dude, I would so be down to be a part of a Badlands Chugs video.
I know.
That would be incredible.
I want to stand in front of him when he lets out the burp and just be like thrown back.
Dude, you know what you could do? You could be like his little Roomba, that all the food that misses his mouth or like falls off his lips, you could just catch and eat.
You could be his napkin, be his personal napkin, just lick it off. His
just wipe with my whole body.
Yeah, I was gonna say, dude just sits on his lap like one of the napkins you put over your lap at a nice restaurant, like dude just tails there. Chris.
Yeah, dude, we gotta get that Lance Chugs on a video, man.
Dude, that'd be
incredible.
Get
him on the podcast.
I would love that.
Dude, I would be
special
down.
Guest.
I
watch that man.
We wouldn't have to pay him. We just have to give him like 86 Big Macs or something.
Dude, I'll watch that man brush his teeth and chug orange juice, man.
Yeah, I know.
That's when I knew that motherfucker was serious.
I haven't seen that.
He's hard. Hard as fuck.
Yeah, that is.
That's street cred
is,
right there.
Yeah, he is braver than the Marines. Easily. Easily.
Oh, initiation.
We need to send him to the Middle East.
Badlands Chugs is braver than the Marines.
Absolutely. Put him on SEAL
the
Team
real
6.
Veteran.
Have him burst through your door, SEAL Team 6. He ate Osama. All right, anyway.
Anyway, what were the topics that we had?
Yeah. We were talking about birthday parties.
I don't know how we got onto Badlands Chugs eating Osama bin Laden.
Because we're the fucking goons, baby. That's what we do. We're fucking
goons. Did you freeze? Did your hard drive skip there?
No, that was all the listeners' internet.
Like Discord.
Blame
that. Was your guys' fault.
All right.
It went away. Fuck! I hate when that happens.
It's because you announced it.
Yeah.
Anytime you announce, you have to sneeze or anything, it goes away.
I have to shit.
Yep.
It gets shy. I have to diarrhea. I have to diarrhea right now.
And it doesn't work for the diarrhea. Just shit your pants.
Bro, already we got onto shit again. Hey, it's been 15 minutes. It's been 15 minutes. We should just have a counter every time. One counter to see how long we've been recording, and one timer to see like how long it's been since we brought up shit. Yeah. It took us 15
minutes.
Have you
guys ever had food poisoning? I've never had food poisoning.
Oh, I have.
I had it in Cuba for a day, and then I just ate a fuck ton of bread, and I was better. But dude, I saw it coming. I was like, I've been to a lot of nice resorts there, but then last year was like, I don't know, it's still a nice resort, but it was just like not as nice as the other ones. And they literally had a bucket of raw chicken, pork, and steak just next to each other. Just like touching, all raw. And
that's
sanitary. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to risk it all and eat a pork chop. And I shouldn't have done that. Because I was dying. And then the next day, I was
fine.
Did
you eat a raw pork
chop? No, it was cooked. Yeah, I just ate one out of the bucket. No, she cooked it in front of me, put this little sauce on it, and it tasted fine. But after like half an hour, I was like, that wasn't it. So I was just like fucking puking and exploding.
Yeah, I don't know in what world do some people think that raw meat doesn't need to be refrigerated?
Cuba.
Who thinks that?
Cuba, I guess the whole fucking country of Cuba.
Everyone.
Do people really think that? Is there...
No, I don't think there's actually anybody. Like they,
I know
they,
back in the
they
day,
definitely just pulled
because they didn't have refrigerators back in the day. They just like covered them in salt,
packed them in salt. Yep.
Yeah, Which I mean, a lot of people still do. Like just
I know if you live in like a cold, if you live in a cold area where it snows, you can like tuck it under the snow.
We used to always do that with like Christmas leftovers. We used to literally just go drop it in the snow. Just like put it in a grocery bag and put it in the snow. There should be like a grocery bag of mashed potatoes in the snow.
It freezes, so.
it's fucking.
You just have to remember where you buried it.
You don't fucking bury it under 8 feet.
Mark it on
snow.
A map.
Yeah.
The like leftovers are over here, laddie.
Yeah, well, I'm bringing the gun. I gotta go get the leftovers. Like, fucking walking out 8 miles to go get them. No, we put them in the backyard.
Yeah, it's like 20 miles away in a different town.
I'll be back in the spring. Like,
hey, you gotta make sure the neighbors don't dig up your leftover chicken.
Yeah, I was gonna say, have you ever had any neighbors, like, steal your leftovers?
No.
They're, like, walking down the road, they just see a turkey leg. Just pick it up and walk away.
Imagine you're just walking in the snow and you step in like mashed potatoes buried
under
the snow
in the fucking Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, just a whole ass turkey.
Would you eat it? Would you
probably
take it?
Not.
I would.
What the fuck? Finders keepers, losers.
Yeah. You're telling me a free cooked turkey just sitting
what about,
in the snow?
Okay, but what about a free uncooked turkey sitting in the snow?
Okay, I don't know about that.
Dude, I see turkeys all the time. They walk around everywhere here. Yeah, I didn't even know
you had like frozen ones in the snow.
Yeah. Like, like fucking landmines. They're
all down on the street.
No, just live-ass turkeys walking around here. I didn't know we had them until I was like 15, and then I feel like once I turned 15, I now had this vision where I could see turkeys. Like, they were just hidden from view for the first 15 years of my life, but now I literally see
your third eye.
Yeah, just my turkey vision. You just fucking
it's like
fucking
a perk
around
from
everywhere.
Call of Duty. You just see them through like walls.
Yeah,
and trees.
Yeah, I just had a fucking turkey gobble gum. Like, I just
infrared turkey vision.
That'd actually be amazing. Like, as a hunter, that would be like perfect.
True.
You'd see a turkey from like 8 miles away.
Well, that you don't even cheating. Need that kind of vision to come see turkeys here. You fucking walk outside the front door and they're just staring at you.
Are you legally allowed to like just like kill him? Like shoot him?
I don't think anybody's gonna stop you from shooting a turkey in the fucking face. I know, like,
aren't turkeys like really annoying?
I don't know, probably. They just kind of yell and run. They make like weird turkey yells.
I heard turkeys are really like intrusive. Like they'll come onto your lawn and like eat your fucking plants and shit.
I've never had one come onto my kids. Like lawn, but I mean there's some that like so there's a golf course somewhat near me, and there's like train tracks that lead to that golf course. And if you walk down the train tracks, you just see them all herding into the golf course, eating all the things and leaving. So I guess,
dude, I would grab it by this little red guck guck thingy, chunk it,
helicopter it,
smashing the other turkeys with it, using it as like a turkey mace, just beating the shit out of the turkeys.
That runs into that meme, like, I'm going to hit a motherfucker with another motherfucker. Yeah. This guy just, like, hitting a person with another person.
I've always wanted to do that with geese. I fucking hate geese, bro. They are, I don't know why they're
geese
Canada's national. Dude, I don't know why they're a national animal. Because, like, they are the opposite of what Canadians are. Yeah, if you purposely kill or hunt a goose, you, like, it's a felony charge.
Damn.
Like, they don't fuck around.
We hunt geese over here all the time.
So
yeah,
you have,
good.
Like,
keep
geese
it down.
Poachers?
Like, yeah, literally just, like, people stopping them from killing geese. But you don't get in trouble if you, like, kill on an accident, obviously. And when I used to work at the golf course, this dude was, like, lining up for a drive. And he smashed the ball right as a fucking goose flew by. And it hit it in the neck. And its neck just, like, snapped while it was in the air, and it just dive-bombed into the road and exploded. Dude, he was fucking intense.
That's so metal.
Tiger Woods who?
Yeah, literally.
Tiger Goose.
Goose Woods.
Goose Woods.
There it is.
It's a different animal now.
Goose Wood.
It's like the Snoop Dogg rebrand from Snoop Dogg, Snoop Lion, Tiger Woods to Goose Woods.
I couldn't imagine anyone ever getting arrested for like killing a goose. That like,
I know, like,
a
goose
cop,
so, like,
like a cop
tier
pulls you over
here.
And like opens your trunk and there's just
there's
like
just a dead
20
goose,
dead
goose
geese.
Like, you just go to prison. I've never wanted to harm an animal, but there's been so many times where I've just wanted to take a bat to their long stupid neck. Like, I fucking hate it. I have a scar on my kneecap because I tried to feed one bread when I was a kid, and it literally tore a hole into my kneecap with its little beak.
Oh, my God.
They're not nice.
Geese have teeth, don't they?
They have, like, serrated beaks.
They're
like
sharp, yeah.
They're like bread knives. You know how, like, bread knives have, like, the little cuts in them? Like, they're serrated? It's like that. Like, there's a huge scar on my knee because it literally just ripped out, like, a chunk, like, an inch long, chunk of skin from my kneecap. It's fucking nasty. Yeah, so
that does
fuck
sound very
geese.
Gross.
That's a stance.
Is that
going to
be the theme of this podcast?
Yeah, fuck
geese.
Literally,
geese
fuck
number
geese.
16. Geese
very
fucking
patriotic
suck.
Of you.
Fuck geese. Sand down their beak and their nature's fleshlight.
Right. Never thought of it that way.
Wow. No, I think frogs some good take ideas. That. I think frogs take that. Mm. That video of the monkey fucking the shit out of a frog's mouth.
A frog mouth? Yeah, I've seen
that. You've seen that? That's a good video. And there's, like, kids watching.
I seen a video on Twitter one time of a guy fucking a fish mouth.
All right, I've seen none of this. I think you should have kept that to yourself.
Very, very fucking disturbing. Like, when I first watched it, I was like, okay, he's just, like, holding a fish. But he's, like, standing in, like waist-high water, and he's just, like, fucking a fish mouth. It's fucking so disturbing.
Did the fish look like it was into it? Like, was the fish, like, moaning?
It was just a farmers-only meetup.
Farmers-only orgy.
Except we don't fuck each other, just the fish in the river.
Fish, yeah.
I just want to
just a big old river trout.
Well, the weird thing is, it wasn't just him doing it. There was, like, two other guys around him, like, laughing. And he's just,
that's
like, fucking
weird.
A fish mouth.
So, like,
mouth. Yeah.
Three people thought that that was an okay idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
and
one
of them thought it was
like,
a good idea to record it and put it on the internet.
What
yeah.
the fuck? That is so weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, fish like worms, so.
I mean, I can't imagine the fish... Like, really? Because fish don't really have, like...
A brain. They like just kind of just brains. Have... Yeah, they kind of just have no
man, little
to tell
fish,
them what to do.
I'm gonna mouth fuck you.
Hey, so you fish is just idiot. Like, and it's just like, doesn't even know what it's doing. It's just
yeah, it's just
kind of
like, oh, just getting fucking gurgled down. It should have been a puffer fish. You know, those things, little beaks? I think they're called beaks on fish still. But yeah, apparently, they're like as powerful as bolt cutters. So, don't use puffer fish as a fleshlight. Fun fact
of
the day.
That's just a good PSA.
Or
yeah, honestly, that's good consumer advice. Wait, what?
Don't say
a
we never
baseball?
Taught you nothing.
Don't use them as a stress ball either. As a matter of fact, don't use any pufferfish as any kind of ball.
Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that. And they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Because it will not work out in your favor. Don't try and dunk a fucking puffer fish.
Get a three-pointer with an inflated puffer fish.
Oh, that is carrot.
I want to play dodgeball with puffer fish only.
I feel like we're just talking about puffer right now.
I would use puffer as a fleshlight. I would use big puffer as a fleshlight.
Oh, 100%.
I'll put that on the books. We should have had him on. I wonder if he did anything for his birthday.
Oh, yeah, he has the same birthday as you guys, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
All three of us. And we've always managed to avoid having or being with each other during that. Like, I think last year we were close with TwitchCon. But.
Yeah, and then mine and Dude's birthday is like two days apart, right?
Really? We should just have a big goons orgy, maybe. You know.
Is your birthday before mine or is it after?
I don't really talk about my birthday.
Why? So, what, you think somebody's going to find your identity within your birthday?
I don't really talk about my
toenail color. Somebody might figure me out, you know?
I bet yours is so yellow.
Those are two vastly different.
McNasty, I bet your toenail looks like Homer Simpson's head. I bet your shit nasty. I don't know, bro. I just can't imagine you kind of being the person to be like, yeah, I'm gonna make sure all down there is clean, you know? I don't know. That's just how I picture. Yeah, it's just. I mean, I don't know.
Not mean it's if
just,
it's true.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't even denied it. That's what's making me further believe this.
No response at all.
I'm just trying to understand why you just like automatically assume that.
Well, I don't know. I've seen Dew's feet too many times because he always takes weird Snapchats of them or puts them in videos.
It's always an accident too.
Or is it?
No, it's never is. Like, it's like he's trying to sneak it in there, like trying to low-key promote his, like, OnlyFans. Yeah, I remember
my feet OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I remember you took a picture of, like, that peanut butter bread and, like, your whole foot.
Yep. Yeah, you put it in the chat. I just remember everyone
was... ever see, like, that eBay post where the guy was, like, trying to sell a pair of shoes and his dick was just in the picture or whatever? He's, like, he's, like, holding the shoe, taking a picture, and his just cock is hanging out.
I don't think so.
Why would you be that naked?
Or it might have been on Craigslist or something, but yeah, his just whole dick is out.
I remember seeing, have you seen that video of that kid that's like recording his TV and he's like playing Xbox and the TV turns off or goes to like a black screen yeah, and it's just like him in his underwear sitting on his bed. He's like, oh, lose away.
I think one of the funniest ones, this dude's emailing HP support and he's like, my laptop won't turn on, and they asked for a picture and he just took his pants off, took a picture of it, and you can see his cock in the screen like, perfectly.
It's so dude, the zoom shit when that was first happening and people like didn't know to like mute their audio or like turn off their webcam or something. There was like this video of this one girl, like she just straight up took her laptop into the bathroom and started pissing.
Oh, yeah.
You could just hear it.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that one around on Twitter. I remember one of my friends was watching like this like 7-minute compilation of people just like farting on Zoom calls on accident. Like they thought their mic was muted and you just see them like lift their leg and just fucking rip out. Dude, whenever and everyone would just talk over it like they didn't hear it.
Whenever I was doing one of my like TikTok streams that I do, there was this TikTok of this old man talking about his dead wife.
Okay, where's
he's
this
just
going?
Like he was just like,
oh, yeah, I've seen that.
And
yeah,
he just fucking rips ass and just didn't even realize. Like, yeah, this is my wife, she's been dead. Thank you, TikTok.
It's like a big fart, too.
Yeah.
Thanks, TikTok.
How do you just not notice that?
Didn't you do that on one of your second channel videos? I think that's where I saw it.
Yeah.
How do you just not notice that slipping out of your ass? Like,
when your butthole is wide enough, you just don't know.
A lot
of
experience.
He's like 70, has a dead wife. He's not going to be dating. He doesn't give a fuck.
You never know. My grandpa was a girlfriend.
You make a TikTok of that. Like, yeah, you just TikTok my dead wife.
Like, it's like a shrine of his dead wife.
Surely he, like, listened to it back once before putting it up, too, right? Like, he had to have heard
Well, it also got put into it got put into a compilation, so.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
Compilation.
Compile chicken.
Compile chicken.
Compilation.
Compile.
So, anyway, those topics.
Oh, yeah. So,
those topics.
I'm getting these from our comment section. Okay. So if you guys have any more topics that you'd like us to talk about, feel free to leave them in the comment
to
this video.
If you guys have any extra toppings you want to give us,
then it's going to be $3 extra per topping.
I think I'm going to get my pizza elsewhere. Anyway.
You ever been to a place and like the difference between a one topping and a three topping is like $6?
Yeah.
No.
Ridiculous.
No, it's like, oh, can I get onions on that? $7.99.
Ew.
Like black olives.
Onion pizza?
Like I want olives, and it's just like the total of 4 olives sliced up on a pizza.
Right.
It's like an extra $3. I
feel like that's the only good thing I have going for where I live. Our pizza is actually fucking top tier. Like it is fantastic and it's super cheap. Like you spend like $30 and you got food for a month. Like it's fucking insane.
Do you have Papa Murphy's where you live?
No.
Like it's like a pizza
we don't have any chains. We don't have that. I was gonna say, but like we don't even really have any like successful chains here. They all get driven out by like local business, which is
Papa
actually
Greg.
That's a good thing though.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic because like the locals pizza is just so much better than like fucking Domino's and shit. So
Domino's is good. I will not take any slander.
Oh, what?
Domino's is good
Domino's
now. Domino's is good.
Pizza Hut is not good.
I didn't mean
good
to start this. No, like I don't think anybody's ever said Pizza Hut is good.
Well, when you only have a few options like Domino's
Pizza tastes
Hut,
like
you,
cat
you take
food on bread. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It used to back before they changed the recipe
like
and stuff
had,
up. But
I
now
had
it's
Domino's
pretty
like
good.
A year ago.
You're a little fucking uppity bitch. So.
Yeah, I bet you if Steve I touched that pizza, you
Domino's.
No, because you're always just like. You know,
how much? I want people to comment right now how they feel about Domino's.
If the pizza isn't like gold drip, like
if Steve I didn't spit on it,
sorry
it's not
that I have a want for better
for
flavoring
for
than
Ibanez
fucking
next
mass
on
produced
your pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
But pizza don't have an
Amazon.
Is there
such a problem with
Amazon not, beef sticks?
With not yeah. being content with like the base flavor of something?
Yes. Amazon beef sticks.
Okay, I haven't had an Amazon beef stick in well over a year, so also I'm proud a monster. Of you.
No, that's good. That's your you've probably delayed the colon cancer by a couple months by not eating.
I literally only ate that for like this like 3 months. After like 3 months, I was like, these are fucking gross. I think that was the worst.
It took 3 months,
three months to figure out something was gross.
Worst McNasty era.
I explained this on the last podcast.
I ate dog shit for 3 months and then I realized, you know, dog shit probably ain't that good for you.
I explained on the last podcast why I ate those, because I was on keto and there's not a lot of snacks you can eat on keto, so I was eating those.
Beef.
Okay, anyway, fuck Pizza Hut.
Okay.
You can
yeah. Okay, Papa John's is good. Domino's is good.
Domino's is fucking terrible.
Bing Bong, your opinion is now wrong, asks, what was the weirdest thing you've witnessed not in-game? So in real life, just some weird shit you've witnessed.
One time I was playing this video game.
No, see, he actually specifically mentioned not game-wise.
The weirdest thing I experienced.
That's a tough one. I feel like it's going to take me a minute to think of something.
Yeah there. I feel the main ones that come to my head are like Toronto crackheads. Like Toronto is the LA of Canada, so it's like you got like the nice affluent people, and then like the artsy people, and then crackheads. So sometimes if you walk around, you know, late, you bump into the crackheads.
There's an area of town where I live at where like. It's like it's ghetto, and then almost immediately, like nice area.
Yeah,
and
that's. Like, I mean, that's
trashy
that's almost,
people start to bleed into the nice area.
Yeah, that's almost every big city though. Like even like L.A. is very much like that. Like you go from like literally a place with spray paint and garbage pails on fire, and then one block later, and you're in like Hollywood fucking hills. It's insane.
Well, there's some areas where like it'll gradually go into like, you know, upper middle class and then like higher end. But this is just like. Just trash ghetto, and then one street over, boom, like really nice, high end, you know, stores and stuff.
Whoa,
are you okay?
You just put a hex on me. What was that?
That was a lot of energy just dispelled there.
That was almost Arab in a way.
I had a doo-doo. I'm sorry.
That was not Arab. Shut up.
I just poo-pooed.
That was Arab.
Did you? I think I said this on a podcast. I think I said this on a podcast before, but when I was in elementary school, it's something that has scarred me, but I walked in, like, I had never been to a public bathroom at school or whatever, because I was too scared to, and then the first time, I couldn't hold my piss anymore, so I was like, yeah, I gotta go to the bathroom. I walked in, and I think it was, like, when they were taking the special ed kids to the bathrooms.
Oh, no.
And I walked in, and the urinals were, like, behind the stalls, so you couldn't see them until you walked around, and there was a kid with his pants to his ankles, so I could see his butt cheeks, and he was flushing the urinal.
Those are the best. What? What kind of response?
He was listening. Listen. He was flushing the urinal. He was flushing the urinal and drinking the water off the back of the urinal.
Oh no!
Like straight up, just like that's fucking nasty.
So I did not piss. I turned around and walked out and went back to class.
Should have just pissed in the water.
Should have pissed
while he was
into
drinking
the water.
It.
Yeah.
Should have just pissed in between his legs.
God. those kids.
And there's a water fountain outside of the fucking bathroom like this right there.
You walk out, he's pissing in that later. Like
he's pissing in the water
he's
fountain.
He's got this backwards.
That's something that I always have to bring up because that's just once in a lifetime.
That is, that's interesting. You guys have like this is probably a bad topic, but do you guys have like the special ed class? Was that like mixed in with your regular classes in like grade school?
No.
Oh, we did.
I was in those classes.
We did, and we
they
had
were in,
one kid that was
like,
fucking
the back of the school
awesome.
In like a trailer area.
That's
my voice.
Wow,
right
that there. America is just not great.
Yeah, we're just like put them away from everybody else, let them live on the farm.
We had them in our regular classes, which was fucking awesome. There's one that like I absolutely loved. He was so fun to sit next to. But they always got to go play outside halfway through the day, and we sat inside. And I sat right next to the window. And, like, I feel like every grade school has these doors where they're not, like, flush with the building. For some reason, there's, like, a 4-foot indent, and then there's doors. Like, you know what I don't know if you know, guys know what I'm talking about.
No.
So, basically, like, this wall of a building.
Weird.
the wall of a building, normally the door is just like on the wall, right? You know, does that make sense?
What?
The wall of a building.
Yes, a door is a part of a wall.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Well, McNasty was struggling with that. So the door was pushed back like 4 feet into the wall, but the rest of the wall was still ahead. So he was outside playing his basketball.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
He was outside playing his basketball, and I could see up until that indent. And I see his ball rolling really fast towards the door, and he was chasing it. And he was running full speed. And right before it, like, cut off from my vision, I saw him trip. And then all I could hear was his giant smash and a window shatter. And I couldn't see what happened. And then I just hear this fucking loud scream. And all the teachers come running over. And then I just see the ball slowly roll back out of the doorstop. And I was like, oh, he definitely ate shit. He fell and fucking put his head through the glass on the door. Was completely uninjured, but just like freaked out from what happened. But it was so fucking funny. I loved it.
My gym class one time was outside playing soccer. And we had this really, like, weird tall guy who was, like, 5 years older than everyone else in the class. And we were just outside playing soccer. Everyone's having a good time. And he just started beating the fuck out of this dude for no reason. Like, just out of nowhere. He just, like, dropped him to the ground and was just pounding this dude.
That is terrible.
That's he didn't have a normal person.
It was just, like, what the fuck? Like, out of nowhere for no reason.
Was he special needs?
I don't know.
Mikey, like now that we're saying it or something,
he wasn't too quiet that day.
I told you guys about the locker partner I had, right? Did I mention that on the podcast? The kid who would dig in his shit and then eat my food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I also knew this one kid that ate paper towels every time we went to the bathroom. This kid, we would wash our hands.
What?
He was hungry. He needed a snack.
He was fat. He was not that hungry. And he would wash his hands, and then as soon as he was done, instead of throwing it away like a normal person, he would just gobble it up. He would just eat it. It was so nasty.
That is...
You know what? I bet he never got COVID because of that, so...
Yeah, he's probably dead before COVID happened.
Yeah, you're probably right. He's been a corpse.
His intestines are steel.
I wonder if his shit just wipes itself.
I was going to say, he probably doesn't even need to wipe. Yeah. He just shits out paper towels that just clean up everything.
He was the first person to think of that concept.
Or maybe, because all paper towels are is wood pulp, maybe they just get compressed back into a tree branch. And he just shits out a perfectly normal tree branch.
Perfect log.
Literally like shitting a log.
Shaped like a Pringles can.
Just looks like a Minecraft block.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is gross.
Have you ever tried to wipe with the paper towels before? That's just rough.
One time I shit into a trash can, and I wiped with paper towels.
Wow. You were probably what happened when one of my friends, he was taking a shit in a public bathroom, and we threw the garbage pail over the stall so it hit him while he was shitting. And as we threw it, a full-ass turd came out of the fucking garbage pail and just fucking landed on him, and the door just burst open, no pants on, just fucking screaming about a log hitting him. It's fucked up. It was probably soup shit.
It somehow made it all the way to Canada in a different trash bag.
Do you guys have a favorite toilet paper brand?
Is this really what we've devolved to?
Oh my god.
That's a stupid question, but
are we 85 years old?
Like recently? It's like
a nursing home conversation.
Yeah.
What toilet paper do you wipe your ass with, Johnson?
The reason I asked that is because, like 3 years ago before I did YouTube, I made $0 a month and I live with my father, so I had to suffer with his, like, cheap ass dollar store toilet paper.
Dude, parents always do that, man. They buy one ply.
I know. What's the deal with that?
Just like half ply, not
for the pipes. It's good for the pipes. It doesn't get clogged.
It's just like thin, rough. Your finger slips through while you're wiping.
You end up with like four fingers up your butthole, though, when you wipe.
Okay, dude, I don't know about that. I feel like you could have stopped after one went
Sometimes
in.
Sometimes I just end up with a whole fist up there. I don't know what I'm doing.
It's not even my own fist.
And I'm juicing everywhere.
No, but seriously, what's your guys' favorite toilet paper brand?
Dude, I don't know. Charmin?
Cottonelle's pretty good.
Dude, Quilton Northern?
Never heard of it. Once again, another brand you that speak of that no one knows about.
So
I bet
soft.
You, I bet you that's what Steve Vai wipes his ass with. That's what I'm going to
steal. Honestly, it's probably endorsed by Eddie Van Halen. Okay,
I want to genuinely ask this. Why is it such a problem for you guys for me to enjoy the finer things in life? Why?
Like Steve Vai.
Why? Why am I allowed? Why am I allowed to like? Why am I not allowed to eat better pizza than fucking Domino's or use better toilet paper than
Cottonelle? It's because you.
Cottonelle is good, you asshole.
I'm not being like condescending about
hey,
it.
Hey, fighting over toilet paper.
I can't believe the goons.
You're gonna
each
wish
other.
You had a fucking ass to wipe when I'm done with you, buddy.
Cottonelle is rough. Cottonelle is it's tough, but it's rough.
Maybe your asshole you know is
maybe,
rough.
Maybe you should fucking get a better asshole.
Yeah, maybe
dude help you out. Let
down.
Dude take
if
care
I,
of you.
Oh, if I could,
I'll take
I
care of you, baby.
Hey, I take shits in like 45 seconds flat, so you guys have no room to talk about my asshole.
So why
my
do you need like $20 toilet paper right. if you take shits you, like that?
It's not $20, it's just a brand. It's soft,
you wipe
and
two
I like
times.
It.
You only need one ply.
It feels good on my butthole.
Hashtag McNasty only needs one ply.
So don't even use Don't even use toilet paper.
If I
paper,
use one ply,
I'd
have to wipe like four times.
No, you just use sticky notes to wipe your ass.
Why would I do that?
Oh,
because then you could stick it to the wall when you're done.
One time, I blew my nose into a slice of bread and then folded it and took a bite out of it.
Yeah, you
told
us that.
Absolutely
no, you fucking
special
didn't.
Needs.
No,
you
told
did.
Us. He told us that. Yeah, that's,
I did.
That's the second time needs. He's brought that up, so I believe that.
I threw the whole loaf on the counter, took a slice out, blew my nose, and I said, fuck it.
How fucking hammered were you when you did that?
Very.
Yeah, that's okay. That makes sense then. Nobody does what? That shit sober.
I just said, fuck it.
With full brain capacity.
I used to wet bread and then throw it at shit so it'd stick. Just like
French
throw it
toast.
At, throw it at random people's windows or something. Just fucking throw wet bread at
what
shit.
What's with you throwing
not?
Food?
It's just fun.
It's
you know?
Fun, dude. One time I threw an apple onto my friend's neighbor's house at 3 in the morning, and we got in a lot of trouble. It woke him up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It was very,
yeah,
it was very
I,
loud.
I got in trouble once for something I didn't even fucking do. A friend of mine was sleeping at my house, and by my back door is, like, where we keep the bananas. And he just grabbed a, like, bustle of bananas and just fucking whipped them over the fence as hard
a
as he could.
A bustle of bananas.
And it bounced off my neighbor's house and landed on a glass table in his backyard and broke it. So I got.
Didn't you also
that.
Throw dog turds in your neighbor's yard?
No, 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 that was, no, that wasn't me. That was at my. That was my buddy who, when he moved into his house, he did it to his neighbor's trampoline. My own neighbor. Okay, nice. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Mick.
Good
that's
thing we have a separate audio tracks now.
All right, next question. Next question. What we got?
Dude, we didn't even answer this.
All right, what nobody, was it?
What was the question?
What was the
weirdest? Yeah, we did the
witness?
Weirdest experience. Yeah, we answered that.
Oh, I guess not. Okay.
We are terrible at this.
Yeah, we are awful.
You haven't caught on yet. 16 episodes.
Yeah,
still...
we are.
What did all we right, do? Ooh, what did we say 4 seconds ago? I can't remember.
Yeah, literally, it's like
what
we
was
all
the
just
question
have
that somebody
game.
Just
yeah,
asked.
Here. Questions up on the monitor. What is the question? I can't...
Yeah, you know what? We all need to get it like one of those fucking teleprompters that just tell us what the last question was. Yeah. Just like stay focused.
Like an
and
SNL
just, like,
guy with like cards, just like pulling the
yeah,
cards
off. Yeah, and just like just maybe like a light shock caller. So every time we get too off topic, we just get a little buzz to go back towards
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, if you guys could go on a world tour, who would you bring and where would you go?
I would go with Joey to McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
Who? Wait, who is Joey?
Joey's world tour.
Oh.
I don't know who that is.
He's the... He's a
he's
guy.
Like a fat YouTuber that just like eats globs of food. Makes he goes woo 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 woo.
I'm pink.
That
you
sounds.
Never seen so I'm surprised Soup hasn't seen.
No,
Joey's
World
Tour.
I think I know who you're talking about now.
Oh, he's yeah, got some
no.
banger
he's like a
videos.
Fat Mexican
have
dude.
You seen his Nutella one where he eats the Nutella yeah, and he like almost
he's
pukes it up?
Hop.
Yeah, classic.
Like downing Nutella.
Yeah. What the fuck? It sounds like fucking Shoe Nice.
Sounds like a lucrative career.
He's like Shoe Nice, but he eats food and not SpongeBob stickers on an alleyway.
Dude, Shoe Nice is one entertaining motherfucker.
I loved the decline of Shoe Nice. So from like
dude,
eating light
like,
bulbs to being behind an alley, literally eating
dude,
SpongeBob stickers.
I saw Shoe Nice take those little candles, like the little circular ones, and do shots of them while they were lit, like the candle wax.
Oh my
just,
God.
Just like drink the lit candle. Flame
dude,
and all.
He has like
is he on crack?
I think he has like serious mental problems.
Dude, I watched him chug like a whole fucking thing of vodka, dude. Like a whole big ass bottle of vodka.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Oh my god, dude. Can you imagine how fucking, like, blackout drunk he was after that?
Can you imagine just what his shit looks like? Imagine being his plumber, being like, yeah, there's a fucking flip-flop in the pipe. Yeah, oh, sorry, I ate that last week. Like, what the fuck?
There's a flip-flop in the pipe.
Yeah, like, you just never know what this guy
ate.
There's
just a flip-flop, candles, and a SpongeBob sticker.
Yeah, what the fuck's this doing?
Dude's hitting his macros. Respect.
Maybe she was a goat.
Yeah, or a fish.
You know what's weird is Shoe Nice did all that shit where he just like chugged a bunch of alcohol, but then like Steve Will Do It started doing it. Steve Will Do It's like a massive YouTuber now. And Shoe Nice is just like swept under the rug.
We need the buzzer. We went off topic again.
It really
what's
does
the,
not
what
take
is the
long.
Next question? We need a new question.
New
what?
Question.
We didn't even answer any of that. You just said John and McDonald's. That's all of our answers.
Just something about the world.
Oh, I forgot about the world tour. Yeah, that one. That's the one.
I was like, really? That's all of our answers.
Probably
like John and McDonald's.
30 seconds ago.
I would take my band, I guess, and play shows.
Oh yeah, okay. That's simple answer. See, that's a
yeah,
fair.
That makes sense.
That's
yeah.
a fair, reasonable answer.
I think the four of us should go around and do some sort of insanely scuffed comedy show.
Oh, that'd be fun as hell. Live podcast?
Yeah.
Just going, dude, can you imagine having to spend a month? We'd have to get 4 tour buses. I don't think I could live with you guys for more than an hour.
Dude, that'd be so much fun. Just take a few months and do some shows.
It would be fun as hell.
Yeah.
Like 2 months.
Get away from the house. Do some shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do that like normally, but...
Yeah,
you don't need a world
to
tour.
Imagine
you don't need
to
a world tour to go inside.
Dude, get like a camera crew to film us every day.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah, 100%, dude.
It would be great. One in the comments section if you want us to do that when COVID's over.
Yeah.
Or we could just do it now. Fuck
no,
it.
I'm good.
Fuck it.
Take our chances.
I legally can't even go to America.
Herd immunity.
So. Okay, I don't know about herd immunity for grandpa.
Stay inside, kids. Pain.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, I don't really have an answer for this. I don't know what I'd do. Honestly, that'd probably be it. That'd be really fun. That'd probably be my answer.
Yeah, me too. Maybe lit.
All right. Well, good thing we actually answered that. We did one answer.
We spend a lot more time talking about random stuff than actually mm-hmm. answering the question.
It's all right, though, because I feel like our viewers are probably in the same way, where after a minute they forget what we just talked about. We could probably just repeat the same topic six times in a podcast.
What animal would
you
want
to be? Oh, I got a good one.
Be?
Who would you guys go on a world tour with?
Squirrel.
Oh.
Wait, what?
I think it would be cool to go on like a scuffed comedy tour with you guys.
I don't want to do it.
Oh, like you guys are doing the repeat
joke.
Yeah, they're doing a bit.
Yeah. This is not a bit.
It's a good bit. All right, next question. I'm sick of this.
Okay. If you could learn any language and speak it perfectly, what would it be? McNasty already speaks Yiddish.
True.
No, it's a click language. Like
I don't think that's a language. I think that's
I want to learn it.
I don't think there's a language called click.
See, no, you don't know that.
Adam
you don't
Sanders.
Know that, and that's kind of rude of you to say, so fuck you.
I wonder what language they speak on that island that's still primitive. You know what I'm talking
about?
Oh,
the one under India? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the one right under India. That's to the left of India.
They're like
probably just murder.
They're like the only civilization that hasn't advanced.
Probably just make noises. They probably just, ooh.
No, there's actually quite a lot of, like, tribes like that. That's just one of the most famous ones because they're, like, completely separated from mainland.
Pig
there's
Latin.
Actually quite a few. Pig Latin is not real.
I wonder what they think when they see, like, a plane. It's like a demon or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, people have tried to go there in helicopters, and they just shot at it with bow and arrows.
Yeah.
About that, it makes me think of, like, if like, ancient civilizations really did see aliens, and they were just, like, freaked out by them. It's kind of like the same thing now, where, like, they see, you know, a boat, and they're like, oh my god, it's alien. Sweet.
Yeah. Well, they don't take too kindly to it, because, like, some dude...
That's weird.
Some dude was on a wreck, and the boat wrecked, and he was on the... he was on the little like safety boat, like escape boat, and one of them was awake. I think it was two. Somebody can correct me in the comments. I think there's two guys. One was awake and one was asleep. And they were just going towards the island, and they just got fucking rained on with arrows.
Dude, can you imagine?
They didn't even give them a chance.
Like, you're like lost at sea, and you're like, finally, some land.
Island.
And then you just get a spear through your fucking chest.
Yeah, it just, the sky goes dark for a second, you look up, and it's just like fucking thousands of arrows. Arrows just flying into your boat. Arrows.
That was so Canadian. Arrows.
I was hoping nobody caught it.
If you didn't say it, if you didn't correct yourself, I wouldn't have caught that.
Arrows.
Arrows, my moose.
Please don't shoot an arrow at my moose.
How often do you see meese?
How often did you go to school? Because clearly not
very
enough.
Much. I failed high school.
How often
do
you see Jar Jar?
Okay, well, fun fact, I've never seen a moose. In my entire life. Nope, not once.
Shit. You haven't unlocked that vision yet.
Yeah.
They're all around you. They're just invisible.
Yeah, once you're 25, you get moose vision. Yeah, I'm not high enough ranks.
Moose vision.
Yeah, I'm not high enough rank. but yeah, no, I've never seen a moose. I've never been up north far enough. Like, the most up north I've ever been is a place called Tobermory.
I forget that you pretty much live in America. You're just like, I am
literally more southern than, like, 30% of the states.
Like, yeehaw.
The most southern tip of Canada is like 20 minutes. No, probably like 30
yeehaw.
Minutes. From me.
Southern.
So, yeah.
Where do all the rednecks live in Canada? Like white trash.
Like, I don't know. We don't.
Sunnyvale.
No, they don't like.
Sunnyvale Trailer Park.
Yeah, right there. We don't have like a dedicated place. They're just like random small shitty towns. Like, there's a shitty ass town near me called Harrow, and it's literally just like. Like, they fly Confederate flags even though they're Canadian, and they wear, like, MAGA hats.
Oh, my God.
Like, they're actually bottom-of-the-barrel dirt shit. But there's just, like, places like that that are just, like, around Canada.
You're gonna piss some people off in the comments with that?
That's fine. that's fine. But, I don't know, probably the most redneck we have is, like, Manitoba or, like, something like that.
Manitoba.
Manitoba. You literally can't say Manitoba without I can't even say it without a Canadian accent. Yeah, I literally can't say that word.
Unless you're Manitoba. Dude, because you can't do accents for shit.
Yeah, Dude always just Dude talks like we all
Don't
talk like leprechauns.
Like,
yeah, he's like, what are you fucking going on? Like, you talk
buddy,
like leprechauns.
I always end up back there somehow. I could be doing Chinese,
there's one
but
accent
I end up...
you do well that I can't remember what it is.
The anime girl?
Yeah.
That is
I hate
way
that.
Too good.
Yeah.
You know what the worst part of that, doing that on the podcast, is there's going to be people listening in their cars and have to hear that through their car speakers. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's one thing
like
in a video.
Quality.
Yeah, like HQ Doomone.
It's ooh,
fucking...
You might actually turn
iPhone
a couple
50.
People on with that one. Do hey, your might, I want to hear you do your best.
Like, well, no, we got to give him, like, a sentence.
Give me something to say.
Yeah. Yeah, say, give him a little... ooh, nuzzle in my F-150.
You're just trying to get me to turn you on. All right.
Let me pull my pants down.
Oh, we're nuzzling my
F-150. That literally sounds like a woman.
That
like a girl.
That actually
like a
made
girl.
My skin crawl. Fuck.
It was like the raspiness of it, too.
It made
it
my
like,
nipples
ugh.
Hard. I don't know why.
I love turning you boys
God.
On.
Why is my ass cheeks growing?
It's weird that you can... you get your voice so high, it's weird. I think it's all the dicks you've taken. All
right.
Do your deepest voice.
It's because he hides his balls in his ass.
Nuzzle in my ass.
Now you sound like a woman trying to do a man voice.
Yeah.
All right. Like
maybe
a normal
Deuce is a fucking woman.
Yeah, you are. I think
you're. All right. Next question, dude. All right. What's the next question? I'm
I don't
angry.
Know. I ran out of questions.
I
asked language and nobody gave an actual answer. You just did. You just did the clicky
podcast.
Thing. Yeah, this is... what?
Shutting
down.
Next question.
Fucking robots.
Next question.
What's your least favorite TV show? Because that reminded me of The Big Bang Theory, and that is my least
Installing
favorite TV
updates.
Show.
This may take several minutes.
Fuck my ass!
String pentatonic scales with a mouth.
Kent State's reputation in the fashion industry is something you would hear from everyone when you're in New York City.
I will say we're quite well known for being hard workers.
Kent is really known for delivering well-rounded students.
Kent has one of the most prestigious fashion programs in the U.S. and also internationally ranked.
Our alumni are in every corner of the industry, every job position that you can imagine.
They all are ready. They have all the courses. They have everything under, you know, under their belt.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
What is your guys' favorite color?
Man, green. Butt.
Black.
If your color's green?
Okay, so you're going to judge me for my favorite color, too. All right, what is the richest color, McNasty?
Your favorite color is green, you fucking loser. You absolute fucking moron. You like the color green? Yeah, fuck yeah, you.
Every time McNasty asks me anything, he's be like, oh, man, what color is the sky? Blue?
I've never heard anybody that...
He just checks if Steve I had a guitar in that color. Nope. Nope.
Your favorite color fucking sucks.
Most of his guitar is green, so... Oh, actually, it's white. Anyways, I've never met anybody if their favorite color is green. That's why I was just like shocked by that.
Well, now you did, and you're going to judge the first one.
Shocking.
Yep.
No, it's really like not anything like.
I'm surprised you don't have like a whole razor setup. Just like black and green.
I do have a whole razor setup.
Yeah. Have you not seen his?
This is the dumbest conversation.
He literally
I've ever
posted
to.
A picture of his setup.
I can't
Twitter
believe everything in your house isn't your two favorite colors.
You're a fake green fan.
You're not a real green fan unless you shit green and then wipe it on your wall.
Well, you do eat a lot of shallots, so maybe that. You got some points there.
Shallot.
I'm just gonna not talk. I'm
Thank
just gonna
God.
Introduce
Thank
the
God.
Podcast and then not talk
Go
the whole time.
Go ahead.
God, dude, that is the
Ooh,
best
podcast
thing ever.
Just went way up in quality.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color?
Are wrong.
What's your favorite color, rich ass?
Mine?
Yeah.
Gold, platinum,
green.
Diamond. What?
What?
Fuck up, you're lying.
I'm joking, it's not.
Yeah, it's red. I know it's red.
Yeah, it's red, yeah.
You guys could be Mario and Luigi for Halloween.
Luigi?
Italian
like
rapper?
Fat Italian bitch.
Luigi. It just reminds me of like an Italian SoundCloud rapper.
Oh, yeah, Luigi.
Yeah, Luigi. Luigi on the beat.
Lil Gouda. Can we please get another question?
Luigi and Meatball on the beat.
I can feel my brain leaking out of my ear hole.
All right, but what's your favorite color, though, Sue?
Oh, dude, I said black.
Right. Brain matter color.
Southern guy. Favorite color black, yeah.
What's your favorite color? Robe white.
Red, white, and blue, bitch.
Good times, good times.
I'm a communist. Next question, please.
Okay. We still don't have another question since the last time we asked for next question.
How many times have you...
Where's your G-spot?
How much is...
What's the,
how much would you pay for a rubber duck?
Probably like $3 tops.
What's the square root?
Maybe one loony.
maybe a loony and a toony combined.
If I'm at the loony store,
duck.
I can get three of them.
Hey, they're still called dollar stores.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I don't think so.
The loony store.
I will go to the dollar store and take a fucking photo of it. We have Dollarama and the dollar store.
But loony you don't Rama. Pay in dollars. It doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't
it's
make
fake.
Sense. Why do they accept
Wait,
okay. only U.S.
That's
currency?
Like North Korea, dude,
they
where
don't.
They put
we
up the fake fucking food.
Our money is still called dollars. We
it's
just
not.
Call
you
our
said
coins.
It's called loonies.
We call our coins the loony and the toony because it has a loon on it.
What does the loony bin mean in Canada? Is it like a...
It's like a swear jar.
Is it like just a bin full of like $1 DVDs?
Like we actually store. Had that at Blockbuster.
Oh my
we
god.
We had the loony bin. Yes, oh we had the loony bin. It was literally god. Dollar movies
Cringe.
At Blockbuster.
Oh,
that's
culture.
I can't believe I just like that's the most specific thing I think I've ever said in my life, and it's real.
Completely it real, like 100% real thing that actually existed.
Bin.
Yeah,
the loony bin.
Yeah, the
I'm
loony
really
bin.
Disappointed they're not called the loony store though. Like
I know,
just,
missed
that's
opportunity.
A lost market.
Yeah.
Are Looney Tunes just like $1 songs on iTunes in Canada?
All right, you're done. That's it. We're voting him off the podcast. We legally can vote him off.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, that was a stretch, McNasty. We
cartoons, $2 cars. Please, next topic.
What's your favorite Mio flavor?
None.
You're the only one who drinks a Mio, you fucking white tennis mom.
Mountain Dew.
Oh, really? Mountain Dew YouTube? I would never guess.
Because it's green?
I hate everything about this. Why do you hate me because of my favorite color, dude?
I was just so surprised by it. It wasn't... I promise.
This podcast.
I like Mountain Dew though.
What's
your favorite Mountain Dew flavor?
Just original.
Oh my god, he's gonna have something to say about that. There it is. You don't like Code Red? Code Red. You don't like it with gold flakes in it?
Blast is the best.
No, LiveWire. God, you're so fucking terrible.
God, you don't drink it with a $100 bill in the bottom?
Can we get a new question? No, I don't want any reaction out of you. I don't want you to talk to me.
I've asked like four questions in a row.
Blarg, you're in control here.
Why am I in control? I don't want to be in control.
You can bring this back on the rails, Blarg.
It's up to you.
What color are your toenail trimmers? Mine are chrome.
Blarg, please.
Mine are chrome, too.
Blarg, please help us.
Yours are black, huh?
Blarg, don't give in! Find a new question!
That's so weird.
Blarg, please.
That's so weird. Hold on, I'm looking for a question.
Unbelievable.
Hold on. Oh, I'm going to find one.
I just like nice things.
You getting that aggressive about black was a little sus. They're black. How dare you? Not my president.
Okay.
I can't find a topic. Can we just end it during the yelling?
No. We cannot end with that.
It has been 1 hour and 1 minute.
What is your favorite battery?
That's what you came up with?
Duracell, motherfucker.
The fact that I'm being
you
the same
Duracell?
One here.
Duracell?
What's your favorite printer brand? Mine's HP.
HP. Lexmark. HP Jet. Is there any other
printer brand? Oh, Epson, I think, is one.
Epstein?
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah, my printer killed itself. It's weird. The FBI broke in.
Their printer's
on an
island. Fucking with kids.
Yeah.
What was your favorite Guitar Hero controller? That's a good one.
The Les Paul.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
The wireless one?
The wireless white Les Paul. And I put my little stickers on it, so it had like stickers.
I like the Explorer. That's my favorite.
Of course it was.
I mean, that's kind of like everybody's favorite. Don't you have the SG?
Yeah, I have a red SG one that's from like the PS2 one. That one's probably the one I've used the most, but I think the one that I liked the most was the black one, the wireless one. But the dongle broke, so I just never replaced it.
Oh, the one that, like, it wasn't a real guitar. It was just kind of like a random shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, that's fair.
What about you?
I like the one with the whammy bar on it.
The Les Paul?
You mean all of them?
Oh, I thought that was just the Les Paul that had it.
They all had them since the dawn of time.
Yeah.
Oh, good to know.
Well, you know, I'm not prejudiced, so.
Oh.
That's fair.
That's surprising to find out.
Okay, yeah, really. Anywho.
Supposed
what's
your
actually,
little
okay, well, I know McNasty's answer here, but since we talk about guitars, what is your favorite guitar brand / model? I know yours
ESP.
Is Ibanez.
ESP.
Really, yours is ESP.
ESP.
Yeah, it's most expensive guitars.
I think right now, Ibanez, the premium RG one that I bought, is probably my favorite guitar right now.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I have the, I really like the RGD, but honestly, dude, I've really been like, when I've just been grabbing a guitar to doodle, I've been grabbing the PRS lately. I don't know why. I like it. Yeah, it feels really good. The neck is a bit chonk. Which
I feel like I would really like the PRS that Herman Lee has because he has it built to like Ibanez specs.
Yeah, I mean,
I know it has like a thin neck on it. It's matte. It's not all shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to sand mine down. But doesn't Periphery use PRSs? They probably have thin necks on most of theirs.
I don't know.
No, doesn't Misha Man sure uses a Jackson?
Does he?
Yeah, he's a signature Jackson. I used to have one, but I sold it.
For some reason, I always thought they used PRSs, but I like them.
It's like a $4,000 fucking Jackson Juggernaut or whatever it's called.
Really?
I got a good question. Someone wants to know how do learn how to sing. I feel like that's a wholesome question.
Oh, I didn't. I literally just, yeah. I just one day, I just decided to sing. Because I wanted to put
it. I feel like that's kind of how I was. Like, after just being better at guitar and understanding, like, pitch range and shit.
Yeah.
Or what is it called? Relative pitch.
Relative pitch?
Like, you kind of just understand that with your voice after learning it on guitar. I mean, I'm not a better singer than you are, but.
Well, I used to make music, like, solely as my project before I did, like, YouTube. I wanted to put lyrics on songs, so I just started singing. I never took lessons or anything. I don't know how to, like, properly do anything with my voice. I just tried.
You have a very good vocal tone. Like, that's, I feel like that's something you kind of have to be born with.
Here like, we I've go. Heard Nasty that, sucking off dude again.
I've no, heard no, let me have sing. This. Let me have this.
I've heard people that can sing good and on key, but they just don't have that tone, you know? I feel like you have, like, a good...
Well, voice. Yeah, a lot of the time when people stretch to get, like, a certain range... They usually lose a bit of their, like, tone and consistency.
Yeah.
Who's got good consistency?
See, I'm lucky that I sing metal because I have, like, natural distortion in my voice whenever I get loud.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I just fucking scream for you.
You just scream, yeah.
I did metal vocals for, like, 2 years, and I fucking loved it. And I took lessons after I quit music, like, after I left my band and stuff. And I was doing it pretty wrong back when I used to actually do it in the band. And I learned how to use it. Or how to do it and, like, properly use my diaphragm and get my, like, maximum natural range. And then I haven't used it ever since then. I've wanted to do more stuff with it, but just, like, it's not just something that you can, like, especially because I can do cleans, but, like, I never really focused on just cleans. Like, I'm more so focused on, like kind of, like, fry singing.
Right.
So, like, I don't know. It's loud.
Not inhaling.
We should all do a country song together.
Yeah,
put in our own style of vocals. I'm down.
I would be a beast.
Just like a country beat breakdown.
Fly me to the moon. Fly me to the lake. Let me fish among the trees.
That is awful. That could pass as an actual country song.
Oh, yeah. That would be a hit. That'd be number one top of the charts.
You should let your viewers hear the version where it's like, fill my butt with coon. I'm going to use that as an outro for one of my videos that you're in, for sure.
They're going to have no idea. There's no context.
You don't need context. Yeah, you played it on stream. I literally clicked on Dude's stream, and I heard that. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, people were asking me, like, because I was talking about the other versions of the... Because they all sent me... I mixed the whole thing, so they all sent me their parts and stuff. And so I was like, oh, what can I do with this? And, you know, just... Yeah. So I would send them updates on it, and I sent them a random version. I was like, hey, guys, this is done. No context. I was like, listen to it really good, and let me know what you guys think. And they listened to it, and I literally downloaded gay porn and, like, clipped it and, like, sampled it and threw it in there so that they're
acting like you didn't already have
it
saved.
Yeah, downloaded gay porn 2 months ago and then decided to go.
I consulted the archives on my computer.
Or, like, just turned on your microphone. On the radio.
But I showed it to Marcus, who did the piano playing for it, and he thought it was me jacking off. That's what he thought. I recorded myself moaning.
I mean, that's not really like a stretch of the
imagination. No, it's not. But I just didn't think he would. I didn't think he'd come to that conclusion.
And he's like, "Yep, that. Leave it. I like it. That's the one. Ship it."
Oh, he liked it.
You need to upload that on like April Fool's or something.
Honestly, not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
I'm secretly Dew's writer.
That's a record right there, baby.
I'm Dew's manager.
I can see the audio spike right there. Look at him. 3 seconds long burp. Wow, I'm pressure.
Do you just like being the center of attention if it hasn't happened in 5 minutes?
Yeah.
You just need to burp.
Yeah, you're like
sort of dominance.
You're like a dog who hasn't been pet in a few minutes.
I got a question. I got a good one.
Can we
how would you guys spend your life if all four of you were reborn as quadruplets?
Is that a real word?
Quadruplets? Dude, we would actually...
I would
no,
kill the other three.
He
no,
did not
dude,
spell
we,
it right,
we'd have the, no, we'd have the wait, sickest yeah, band ever. We'd probably just all make music together if we just...
Wait, how do you say it? How do you pronounce that?
Quadruplets.
Quadruplets.
Yeah.
Quadruplets.
It looks like it's spelled like quadruplets.
So is that... Wait, is this saying like we were all born together or we are stuck together?
We're combined. Four heads on a body.
Yeah, dude, we could... Yeah,
oh,
we could make...
I would just be Asmodra.
Dude, our intestines would be rotted. We'd be shitting
all the
time.
We'd have Dew eating his walnut of the day and McNasty just jacking down 40 pounds of meat.
Like, honestly, I wonder what we would look like. Because if
we'd be so ugly, dude.
Oh, yeah. We'd absorb certain parts of each person. So, like, one arm would be like...
Can we keep the long hair? All four of us.
Fuck no.
No, hell no.
I would love that.
We all gotta have my hair.
No way.
God, we'd look like a Photoshop Billy Ray Cyrus, just like fucking jacked up to shit.
That's real funny, Blarg. We'd look like a little bitch if it was all you. Fuck you.
Wow,
that could have been a lot more creative. I'm gonna be honest with you. That could have been a bit better. A little weak.
Really just phoning
it guys,
in here.
I want you guys to have my southern thighs.
What the fuck is southern thighs?
I want your feet in my mouth.
Okay.
I think we should
make that happen.
I think we should end this.
No, we shouldn't. It's going good. I'm having a fun time.
It's been a minute and 8 seconds. I mean, a minute.
We could talk about this for like 35
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah,
it's been a minute
yeah, guys,
and 8 seconds.
It's been welcome to the shortest podcast, guys. It's been a minute and 8 seconds. We are going to leave.
An hour and 8 minutes.
We don't have to end it right at an hour. People are probably enjoying this.
Yeah. No, they're not. You're lying to yourself and everyone around you. If
I'm
you
having
say
a
your
good
shortness.
Time. I'm having a good time.
Oh, God. I just don't like being around the goons because my IQ.
I'm here for a long time, not a good time. You know, I.
Someone asked, "Why do Americans say on accident instead of by accident?" Is it like Blar? Can you tell us what that means?
I feel like I say both depending
on
the context. On
accident.
Yeah, I feel like I say that, like depending on context, I'll say either. But it's so hard for me to say because like. Dude, I'm so like I've grown up with U.S. news and like TV shows my whole life. Like we get American stations because we literally are fucking Detroit. Like where I live is entering Detroit, so it's like I've always had American stuff. So like I use Fahrenheit instead of Celsius. Like I don't know.
Do you use miles per hour?
No. Well, I know both. Like I can understand both pretty easily, which is nice.
What about like inches and feet?
Yeah. Yeah. I can, I know all that well.
So have we talked about how? Have we talked about how the Misfits management is over us now? Like, have we told people want to know like what exactly
we mentioned that
means?
Last
we kind of talked. No, yeah, we talked about it. Yeah. How now it means we're best friends with Fitz and Swagger.
Right.
And the Misfits house.
Well, like, what does it actually mean?
Though? Jerk each other off.
People want to know what it actually means. Though.
Well, essentially, they are our management, so they will help us with deals for the podcast. They did all the art. They will oversee any creative ideas we have. They will do merch with us. They will do any, if we actually did want to make that tour we joked about a real thing, they would be a part of that. They will essentially be doing everything behind the scenes for
us. Right, yeah.
So that basically describes their job. We are not in any way actually connected with the Misfits, like the Misfits. We are Misfits Management, which is a completely separate brand that the Misfits happen to be under, but we are not in any way making out with Fitz. Maybe making out with Fitz. Okay, we're making out with Fitz.
We wish we could, but that's probably not happening.
Okay, I got another question. Did you guys ever pull any pranks on your teachers in school?
This one was kind of mean. We broke our teacher's chair, and then she sat on it and fell.
Some guy at my school put eye drops into a teacher's coffee.
That's not good.
That's
almost killed him.
Actually,
wait,
really fucked up.
Wait, aren't eye drops just like...
They're like, diuretic. They make you fucking... Or not diuretic. They make you shit, don't they?
Well, that would be a diuretic.
Yeah, that would
Doesn't be diuretic make you pissed?
No, well, diuretic just dehydrates
you. Let me look
you.
Up drinking eye drops Reddit.
Diuretic just makes you dehydrate. Yes, like, it dehydrates you. So it does make you shit or, you know, anything like that.
Well, apparently... Some are saying that it can cause vomiting, and then they say some won't cause shitting. I think it
so
depends
like,
on the brand.
So, like, brand from brand.
Just don't drink eye drops is probably the consensus.
Yeah.
I fucking love people that, like, used to use eye drops after getting high, and it was so obvious that they're still high because their eyes are red, but now they're just watery as fuck. I remember one time my dad came home from a concert, and he was clearly high out of his mind. And he got to, like, the kitchen counter, and I was like, "Oh, how was your night?" And, like, this was before weed was, like, fully legalized in Canada, so he was trying to kind of be, like, low-key and, like, you know, hide it from me. Not really hide it, but just not make it obvious. So, like, he went up to the counter where he usually puts his keys and stuff like that, and he went to reach into his pocket and grab his keys and put them on the counter. But he grabbed out these Visine eye drops. He was like, "Yeah, the concert was good." He put them on the table, stopped talking, stared at him for, like, 15 seconds, giggled, went, oh, wait. And then put his keys there and just walked to his bedroom. It's like the Visine. Why? What is even the point of the Visine when you're that high? Like, what is even...
Yeah, you ain't fooling nobody. Never...
Like, people in high school used to do that. He used to get high as fuck, and then he just put an eye drop in and be like, okay, I can go to class. And then he just sit there in class and fucking stare at the ceiling for 25 minutes. Like, what? The eye drops aren't helping, bro. Just give up.
Maddie Bones won't, or Maddie Bonds wants to know how we like our eggs.
I don't.
Fertilized. I don't like
eggs. Crushed under my feet.
Yeah. Thrown at the teacher's head as a prank.
.com.
.gov.
.net.
.org.
.edu.
There are a lot of comments that just say onion, and they all have one upvote.
Why?
Yeah, what was that all about?
What was that about?
Did we mention onion or something?
I think I said at the end of the last one, if you got this far, comment onion. So this time it'll be mustard.
Yeah, if you got this far, comment
mustard. Why do all the onion comments have one upvote? What is going on?
They probably all liked their own.
They're liking
this
their own,
like,
yeah.
Culty. Like, I feel like we're a cult at this point.
We really are. Can you imagine us as cult leaders? That'd be so fun. Let's buy a big farm property and just start a cult.
Yeah. Or a cunt.
That's
Let's start a cunt.
Yeah, that needs to be censored.
That's a censored word.
That needs to be censored.
Yeah, but it's an hour and like 15 minutes into the fucking video.
Nope, censor that.
Doesn't matter.
Censor it.
Someone commented.
We're Australian, it's okay.
Someone said gay leprechauns. If you guys were curious,
I was right, actually
we need to end this podcast really
we're
badly.
Like reading off words on the comment section now. Somebody said, "Hey, how
this
you
guy's
doing?"
Like this picture is a doge.
Also, shout out to all the people that said happy birthday, soup and fuck Blarg.
Yeah, y'all real ones.
Bunch of bitches. Okay, yeah, and the
comment
fucking podcast.
Comment mustard. Comment mustard if you made it this far, and then
yep,
soup
mustard.
Do your
thing. See a big mustard.
Yeah, like. The video on YouTube, download this on Spotify, subscribe, comment mustard, subscribe for more, and subscribe.
Turn on the bell.
Subscribe.
Personalized
bell.
Notifications. You got to subscribe three different ways now. It's really stupid.
Subscribe to soup.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. You'll regret that.
Unsubscribe to Joey's World Tour.
Don't do that either. Yeah.
Subscribe to Badlands Chugs.
Do that. Subscribe to those two guys. You will not regret it. Yeah. And Matt Stone is
pretty cool.
They're
both combined 1,000 pounds.
Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that. And they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.